Hello and welcome to Stardrop Tea, a Stardew Valley gossip podcast.
I'm Hillary.
And I'm Shirley.
We're going to be brewing up stories, secrets, and speculation from Stardew Valley.
Hell yeah, we are.
Absolutely.
Hillary, What is up?
Oh my gosh. Okay, so we have been on a little summer vacation, we'll call it, a little break. So it's been like a month, right? Since we talked about our friend, the wizard.
Yes, definitely the wizard.
And we have a lot in store, folks. We have so much planned. Shirley, you going to give us a little taste?
There is going to be a couple episodes where we're also going to be deep diving into additional characters, of course. Like, we barely touch on the majority of people that live in Pelican Town. And I'm really stoked we're going to be having guest episodes. By the time that people have listened to this one, you've already heard the most recent guest episode talking about the Stardew Valley Symphony of Seasons. It was really exciting. There were some major announcements at that show that we're going to be talking about later. And yeah, if there is a particular character that people are like really wanting to hear, we're absolutely open to suggestions, but please note we also have a long list of everyone, what they're up to, and then as always, making stuff up.
Absolutely. We have so much cool stuff planned, folks. The symphony episode, I am so excited for. I was, of course, unfortunately unable to go check out the symphony this time because I got sick. So folks, please remember, take care of yourself, take care of your communities, mask up when you are in public spaces.
Yes.
You deserve it. You deserve to take care of yourself.
Also, when it's wildfire season, another great time to be wearing a mask. So many reasons to mask up.
So many reasons. Yep. Walking my dogs this morning, absolutely masked. The fact that there is even the phrase wildfire season is just such a great reason to take respite from this cursed timeline and drop into our favorite little mini vacay.
Yes.
Of Stardew Valley.
This game, it really is just exceptional. What has been going on in your farm recently that you're like taking respite in?
So this is huge news for me personally. I got that horse whistle. Riding in style.
How does it feel to just call upon your horse?
It's so convenient.
Whenever
it's incredibly convenient. I was out there, green rain had once again come to bless the land. Yeah, best day to gather fiber, best day to gather moths. And I get a little carried away. I'm, you know, blazing through cinder sap, slashing and hashing, and then I don't know where the horse is. But wait, he's right here. That's the sound effect, folks.
It really is.
Hey, speaking of sound effects, folks, I don't know if you can tell, but we're trying a different recording setup today because I am still in the house. In the house. Normally we do record co-located, but since I have been sick, that is not an option right now. I hope the audio is good, maybe even better.
Yeah. Here's hoping, fingers crossed.
But yeah, so that's the big news for me.
Can't move on though. I can't move on from the horse whistle.
Okay.
I'm cracking up. I've just been trying to not make too much noise while you were speaking of what do you imagine happening to the horse? Out in the stable, I was like,
just being a horse, just horsing around.
The horse is like, okay, fresh hay, hell yeah, shout out to my farmer. Oof. Like, had a little carrot, you know, was really excited, you know, maybe having some water. Gone. And we know how we feel that the Junimos were probably upset that they were washing dishes and all of a sudden they got warped by the wizard. And look at us doing the same shit to our horse.
No, I hurt people and warped people warp people. So I just had a thought, and so I'm doing an experiment right now. I just picked up my Switch. Okay, sorry. To address your question, first of all, how do you think they feel? Probably bad. Being warped, I feel like I would throw up.
Oh, yeah. This is not a video podcast. So you can just imagine my fingers, I'm like rotating them around themselves. This is like what I imagine that the horse is doing.
Oh, no.
And, yeah, just like...
Just spinning?
What happens when you warp? I feel like all your atoms, your particles have to spin around to be able to quantum jump into another location.
Yeah, it probably, you know, like when you have a static shock, I feel like it would be like that, but like to the max. And I'm not talking about electrocution. I'm talking about like a static, like that, like feeling, but at that strength for every aspect of your being. And that's why I would throw up.
It's like that and you're spinning. Just like, oh my God.
Yeah, no, that's right. And the legs. Yeah, I don't want to move on either, actually, because you think about the legs of the horse. Think about the legs, first of all. The legs are going. The tail is going. The mane is going. one. Yeah. The poor horse. And just think about its eyes.
I really hope that you warp at the same time. Like a dissolving warp. Did you see Endgame?
Oh, a simultaneous warp. To answer your question, yes. You're talking about the...
When Thanos snap? Yeah, the snap. And then they're like dissolving away. And that's also sort of how they reappear. I don't know if it was me. If I had the ability to consent to a type of warp, if there was like a package that I could purchase, I would go for the instantaneous... all my entire body at the same time. I don't want to come in and be like, oh my god, where's that?
That would be stressful.
Where's that other eyeball? Is it stuck? What if the connection goes back?
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean the health risks.
Is it a Wi-Fi situation? Like Bluetooth? It's probably something we don't know about yet.
It's magic, right?
Yeah.
Because the wizard is kind of the source of all the warping.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. With this like continued victimization of the Junimos.
Again, shout out to you. I'm glad that you have a whistle. But I was also just thinking about, man, I wonder what it's like for the horse too.
Now I'm like really stuck on the end game, like the dissolve, the Thanos snap style. Not that I want to rewatch that movie at any point, but I'm just thinking like of the physics of it. Like if you appeared, you know, head first, would you fall over? Is there a concussion risk? If your head appeared first and then bonk, you're on the ground and then the rest of you appears. Also, how do you make sure that you don't do something like those unfortunate sailors? I can't remember what the name of the ship was, but the poor guys that were part of a teleportation experiment who ended up like fused to the ship.
You know, Pirates of the Caribbean?
No, it was unfortunately it was something that did happen in this reality. Let me look it up.
You're talking about real people?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Oof. Yeah. Sorry, Eleanor. I thought you were talking about a movie this whole time.
No. Teleportation ship. Let's see. The Philadelphia experiment. Yeah, unfortunately, we'll maybe link this in the show notes. Wow, we are back.
Did I know that we were going to go down this route?
No.
Did I know that we were going to go down a route? Yes, 100%.
I'll just read the first paragraph and then we can move
Please
on.
Please do. Thank you.
The Philadelphia experiment was an alleged, everybody, event claimed to have been witnessed by an ex-merchant mariner named Carl M. Allen at the United States Navy Philadelphia Naval Shipyard in, you guessed it, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
I would hope.
Sometime around October 28th, what's coming up? 1943. Ooh, spooky. A tough time. Allen described an experiment where the U.S. Navy attempted to make a destroyer escort, the USS Eldridge, disappear and the bizarre results that followed.
That's a curse name.
You're thinking of Eldritch? Like the horror?
100% am.
I know.
But because it's that close, I think that's still a curse name.
That's fair. It is Eldridge.
I think it's too close.
Okay, that's why it went wrong. Speaking of experiments, though, I did just do one, and I'm living the blessed life of not only having a horse whistle, but I have not one, but two horses. And as previously discussed, you cannot name subsequent horses. So I do have Winmane the OG, and then I have second horse.
At least you know which one's which.
And there's no option. Well, yeah, because Winmane has a hat, the clear delineator. What I hypothesized was that I would ride Winmane or interact with Winmane in some way, and then walk a little distance away, and then whistle Winmane warps. Then I was like, okay, so probably if I touch the other horse and then walk a distance away and then whistle, the other horse, second horse, will warp. No, I got Winmane again.
That's your horse.
That's
my horse.
You
only have one horse.
That's not true. I have two horses, folks.
You have two horses. There's only one associated with you as like, that is your primary horse, essentially, at a time. The second horse, if there was someone who like lived in your farm for a co-op, the second horse would be theirs.
So
you
can absolutely, new.
You can ride the second horse, of course, but the horse whistle will be only tied to one horse.
Okay. I just learned that. Thank you for teaching me yet again, Shirley.
But hey, that's a huge one though. What I also love is like now you can bring your horse into multiple places. So the desert, Ginger Island.
Ginger Island is going to be such a game changer.
Yeah.
I mean, what I was thinking though is I could have multiple horses in play because if I leave Winmane in the stable and then take second horse, and then I could have two horses.
You absolutely could. I'm trying to just see what it looks like when I whistle the horse. I think it just sparkles. It's kind of like a dissolving in a way.
Oh, if you, okay, I see what you mean. Oh yes, okay. Yeah, white sparkles and then the kind of horizontal warp signifier. I don't know.
And I just want to be clear, I love it. I love sparkles.
Oh, big time. Big time. See our logo for details. So So I got so excited about the horse whistle that we were really going on there. And then we ended up talking about the Philadelphia experiment.
Yeah, and this is now, important information.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you. But what I really want to know is what's new with you? What's going on in your farm?
So I am actively trying to get mastery in stuff in my perfection farm, just because I don't really understand what that's doing for me. Like, I want to know how that changes stuff. And then the one main thing is I am like purposely not reading the wiki. That's really uncomfortable for me. I have not figured out how to turn on the evil version of the Skull Caverns yet.
Okay.
And I don't want to read the wiki to figure it out.
And now I'm just sitting over here trying to figure out if I have indeed done that. And I don't know.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, cool.
So I think I maybe have.
Because you've been able to turn it on, like it activates. Because right now it just says that it's not available, or like it's just giving me kind of like a weird screen. Do you have the scepter? The return scepter?
Okay. Can we just celebrate my wins as they happen?
Sorry.
Holy shit.
Congratulations.
Oh my God. Yeah. It's never enough for you, huh?
It's never enough. It is. Congratulations.
Oh, yeah. I just want to. Can we just take a second for my horse whistle?
Oh my God. My apologies.
Oh, yeah. Let me just check if I have a cool 2 million to just... No, I don't. But you know what, Shirley? Okay. I'm trying. I took farming super seriously this season because I am actually trying to get that return scepter.
Okay, amazing. Yes.
I'm at 1.2 right now.
You're doing great.
Thank you.
I absolutely love that for you.
Folks, write in starteroptpodcast@gmail.com. Do you have the return scepter? Do you?
Anyways, when I enter Thank you so much for calling me up. When I enter the Skull Cavern, you can kind of see it. All the way on the right is the screen. And so then when I click on it, it just gives me a question mark. And so I can't do anything. I can't interact with it. So I have not unlocked it for
the evil Skull Cavern. See, I was like, maybe I'll go to the desert in my game. It's guess what time it is in my game.
Oh, what time is it?
Surely it's 4:20 p.m.
Nice.
Anyways, so you're struggling to get into the Skull Cavern evil style.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because I'm ready. I definitely have the tools to do it and enough resources where I don't think I'm going to die immediately. And this actually is something where I want to immediately jump into something I'm super stoked to talk to you about.
Tell me.
At the concert, Concern Ape announced that he is actively working on the 1.7 update of Stardew Valley. And let's just say that people were screaming.
I imagine they were on their feet losing it.
Yeah, it was wild. Yeah, he's going to be working on 1.7. He didn't say when it's going to come out or like what it's going to be about. But people, of course, are speculating and like discussing what they would like. I would love to chat about that because I wrote one page, but I was very quickly starting to get onto my second page of things that I would like to see.
Oh, I would love to.
Yeah.
This, I feel like, was just a number one. Thank you, Eric. Thank you, Eric.
Thank you.
What a gift this entire game is. And then furthermore, you said before we started recording that people had been kind of like speculating about a 1.7 update for the past year.
Immediately after 1.6 came out, people were like, okay, cool. And now what?
So greedy.
What else?
But also, please, please, please. Longtime listeners know I only started playing at 1.6. Mm-hmm. I'm a Switch only player. I've never played on PC. I've never played pre 1.6. So there's so much that I feel like, frankly, I take for granted. And this really stood out to me when I was looking at the Stardew Valley 1.6 changelog, which we have linked in the show notes. There's so much.
Yeah.
There's so much that changed about this game through 1.6. And if this is the precedent that has been set, oh my gosh.
And next year will be the 10-year anniversary of the game as well. So I feel like that's going to be a massive anniversary if it does land in 2026.
So when did this game...
He released it in 2016.
Right. But now I'm thinking about like what day.
Oh, I have no idea.
I'm doing a live fact check. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Okay. February 26th.
Nice.
Yeah. So this game is a Pisces. That makes sense. I wonder what the chart of this game is.
Can we do an episode of that?
Yeah. We definitely can. I mean, I'm going to cast it right now. Okay, Shirley, I want to know what you wrote down because I was looking through the changelog, as I mentioned.
Yes.
And there's so many things that I truly have taken for granted about this game because they were just always there because that's just how it was. For example, everyone's favorite festival, the desert festival.
Yeah.
Love. Waterfalls. Waterfalls didn't exist. There was just water and then different water.
Mm-hmm.
People didn't dress differently in the winter.
No, they kept the same outfit the entire year. And that was definitely something that people talked about. I'm just like, I'm pretty sure that they're cold.
Yeah. Haley?
Yeah.
For reason.
She would be in the same outfit. I think it's incredible that we are getting an update so soon, especially while he's working working on Haunted Chocolatier, and I'm sure he's being inspired throughout this process. And he talked about the way that he is building is in a really intuitive way, and he's just like finding whatever it is that speaks to him, and he's like going about that. And yeah, I'm excited. One thing that I saw people talk about a year ago, and it's come up again, is that I have a bunch of different tools and weapons, and it'd be really cool to have a tool belt. We have space for a hat. Now we have the place to have a trinket. We've got our shoes, our shirt, and rings. If I could also have it that I'm always holding at least like one weapon or something, that'd be great. Or like all tools. But it takes up so much of my backpack.
Completely.
Well, again, there's no backpack. Also, I would like to have a backpack. Oh my God, give me a backpack.
Not only do I want a backpack, I want to be able to have visual options for my backpack.
Yes, I want to color my backpack. I want to go to the Little Mouse, who, by the way, is everyone's favorite small local shop in Pelican Town. At least on our TikTok, that's what people were saying.
Oh, support local business.
Exactly. The mouse should be able to sell me different backpacks. Maybe a purse.
I would love a purse. I would love like a crossbody. Nice, sensible crossbody bag.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want the milliner to be able to expand their stock. I want to continue supporting small business. The tool belt idea, I'm just not over at this point.
Yeah.
Because again, I've picked up my Switch. I had put it down to yell about other things. But yeah, the 1, 2, 3, 8 items.
Yeah. I have everything on me. So I think 1, 2, 3, 4. I have 11 like just staples.
Wait, what are your staples?
I have the Galaxy Sword level 14.
Natch.
I need to imbue it with something. I think vampire is what I would like.
Nice. What are the stats on your I know we're getting like way off topic here.
This is our podcast.
What are the stats on that thing?
I have 66 to 88 damage, +4 speed, +4 critical power, +10 weight. I don't think I've done a lot to this one. It does say forge, but I really can't remember what I did or like what I picked, but it's worked really well. I think that there's greater ones and I'd like to see if I can find that in the game.
So my stats are pretty similar on my Galaxy Sword. I do have a level 16.
Nice.
Yeah, 66 to 88 damage, +4 speed. I'm nimble. +1 defense, +3 critical damage chance. And I do have the Haymaker specialty. What is that? I don't know.
I have no idea.
It has a purple iridium star and says Haymaker.
If we're talking about 1.7 updates, I like to be able to select what they mean so that I can remember.
Yes.
A little info spot would go hard.
Yep.
Would love a tooltip. And then I also have a Galaxy Hammer, again, level 14. So I could be higher with some of my levels, and I haven't spent as much time upgrading my tools just because I've been doing other stuff. This one is 70 to 90 damage. So a hammer is really powerful. +4 speed, +1 defense, +3 critical chance, +5 weight. So I think similar to your sword.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting. Because I don't actually carry my hammer on me. Oh, and there's also the Galaxy Dagger.
I don't have that one. I'm missing. There's quite a few tools. And then I have the Return Scepter. And then right now I also have the Watering Can because I was going to the volcano.
Yes.
Ginger Islands. And I haven't been in a long time. So I brought the Iridium Hoe, the Scythe, the Axe, my Rod. So I have everything on me plus the Horse Whistle. So yeah, that's 11 spots. Then I go do something, fill up my backpack really quickly. Where some of those can be sitting somewhere else.
Completely. Yeah. A tool belt would be amazing. Like just other slots that are associated with the character ourselves. I'm so excited. Okay. I want to get back to what you think the updates are going to be for 1.7. What do you have written down? Tell me.
Well, why don't we do one for one?
Okay. I feel like okay. All right. You know what? You're on. Let's go.
Okay, what would you like to see?
I would like to see the option to have a third gender.
Oh, yeah.
I would like to have a little bit more gender diversity as a femme non-binary person. I was kind of surprised like that I had to necessarily pick between the are you a boy or are you a girl?
Yeah.
So I would love to see more options there, especially because looking at other aspects of character modification, like you can have any color of skin you want. So that's pretty good for like thing representation. Like there's blue, purple, green, like great, but two genders.
Yeah.
So that's what I want to see.
And then a spot where we can also put our pronouns. Yeah, I'm non-binary myself and I'm just like, I'm going to put on a trash hat and now this feels really real. I feel more at home with myself. So,
hey, whatever it's going to take.
But yeah, that would be a huge one. And yep. On top of that, having a birthday.
Oh, having a birthday. Why don't we have a birthday? I feel like this is like a callback. Yes.
Yeah, we have to have birthdays tied to like the game because the game only has 4 months.
Yeah.
4 seasons. I think that would be a cute way to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. To be like, when's your birthday? And then boil it down. Yeah. Because like, for example, I was born during the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Love that. So we both picked character attributes. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I suppose it's me next.
Yes. That's how that goes.
Thank you, Shirley. Do we need a bathroom?
Oh, can I please? I mean.
Can I shower for once in my fucking life? Can I shower?
Yeah. Because even when you go to the sauna, it doesn't give me the option to shower. I just get into the pool. That's not a shower.
No, and that's not how pools work. So I worked at a pool for quite a while. And folks, yeah. PSA, IRL, when you go into a pool, do shower off first. I know everyone's like, ah, why do I have to? Because we all have gross stuff on our gross bodies. Rinse it off. But there's a thing at pools called the scum line, and it is the line at which the surface of the water touches the wall, and a task at pools is to use baking soda to scrub that off because of all the like lotion and hair serum and all that. So please, folks, shower off before you go in the pool.
I think a shower would be great. I have enough funds in the current farm that I have right now where I could easily like remodel my home and add a shower. Yeah, what am I even buying from Robin at this point? Because I've already, like, I think expanded my house to its full potential. Bought Pam a house. I could just keep buying coops and sheds and, like, other stuff. But if I could do another remodel, add a bathroom, I would also willingly pay for everyone else to have a bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
And it's affecting the quality of our sanitation.
It has to be. Like, the stink?
Yeah. Like, by the sewer, like, part that is let out. I mean, they blame JoJoR, but if none of us have a bathroom, like, where is it all going?
Nowhere. It's just staying on everybody's nasty bodies. Except Linus.
Mm-hmm.
Because he does have a dialogue line because he stands outside in the rain and says something about like, what a nice way to get clean. Linus is the only one that I can immediately think of who's engaging in any kind of personal hygiene. Isn't that, number one, ironic? Because apparently some people are mean to him because he's choosing to live in a tent.
I think it's Pierre.
Yeah.
No, actually, it could be Robin.
Oh, that's dark.
I'm late in my years of playing this game.
Yes.
With talking to Robin. And I like went to the house recently. I'm gonna see if I took a screenshot. And she was just saying like that guy that lives above us. It's kind of weird. It was like, that guy that lives above you?
Mm-hmm. Your neighbor?
Linus? You don't know his name after all this time? And I thought that was just weird. Oh my God. I took a screenshot.
Good.
Mind you, again, I'll have to check because, but I think I'm like in year 12 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
In fall, day 5, Robin says, have you met the wild man that lives behind our house? The fuck are you talking about?
The wild man.
Robin.
I think headcanon. I think she's salty because he is a secret cajillionaire who wants return to nature. Yeah. And she's like, oh, you could be buying a huge fancy house for me. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Even our girl is imperfect, huh?
Because why would you say that?
That's rude. That's offside.
Because I've never seen Robin take a shower. So.
No, no one's ever. Well, hold on. No one should.
Also, I don't want.
Yeah. Hey.
And Robin has never referenced taking care of the personal hygiene.
I've never seen in anyone's house layout that they have a bathroom.
Exactly.
There it is.
Just let me know that you.
Excuse me. I've never seen you take a shower.
Anyways, she was rude.
That is rude.
Obviously, I want to make sure that we have some additional locations, just like expand the map a little bit. There's, I think, a lot more that can be done by the railroad. Like, incorporate the sauna a bit more. Maybe there's a date that you get to take, whoever you're dating in the game, or there's an activity. But I think there could be more that happens in the sauna, because otherwise we don't really use it unless you are using it in the early game when you have low energy. But I think a lot of people forget that that exists there.
I didn't. Sorry. What?
When you go to the sauna and you're waiting in the pool, it re-ups your energy, like, and it heals you as well.
I did not know that.
That's a reason why to go. And it's like near the mines.
I have never been able to deduce why one would go to the sauna. It frankly feels very lonely to me because nobody else is ever there.
Yeah, I would love for people to be there too.
Would love for people to be there. And like...
Sauna Thursday.
Sauna Thursdays.
Make it a community sauna event.
Sauna Saturdays? No. Sauna Thursdays.
I think it's important that we take care of mental health during the week too. Mm. I think like capitalism constantly has us trying to survive and live for the weekend and without realizing that like there are 7 days in the week, and it's unfair to us to only live for the weekend when we can also be going towards joy and like doing stuff during the week. And I also say that with the complete understanding that that is also taking in privilege and like having the funds to do that, because some people also just have to keep working. But if you have the ability to do more, and I'm not talking about things that like cost money, just like go have fun, like take mm-hmm. yourself on a nice walk, go on an artist date where you pick like a theme. I recently went on a walk where I'm like, I'm gonna try to find everything that's pink. Cute. And so like different things like that.
Sauna Thursday. And you know what? I also love Sauna Thursday because it's number one, the bathhouse is, no, hold on. Why are you laughing? This is serious.
Because you're like, okay, cool. Sauna Thursday.
Sauna Thursdays is a great alcohol-free alternative to Thirsty Thursdays. Yeah.
I think that'd be great. Like maybe we have a group activity. So there could be another way where they're building community and like just chatting.
Oh, swimming.
Together. Yeah.
We could do swimming. We could do like mm-hmm. an AquaFit situation.
George could go swimming and like just have a moment of ease.
I'm going to cry.
I'm not even talking about rehabilitation because like that takes time.
No,
like,
no.
If that happens,
no.
That's great. But just floating is so much nicer on the body, and like that would be incredible. So
absolutely. Yeah. I feel like there's a number of people who would do well with a nice, I mean, Evelyn, of course.
Oh, for sure. She deserves
the world.
She deserves the world and just like relaxing.
Another thing mm-hmm. that you touched on briefly that I want to come back to is dates. Is like mm-hmm. more date opportunities, because right now we only really have, like, outside of cutscenes and heart events, we only have the movie theater as a date opportunity.
That is the only time we're at choice.
Yeah. And so if there was like a sauna, if it was like open swim at the pool, or like let's go to a like beach date, or let's like go grab dinner at Gus's. Mm-hmm. Or if dating is a part of the game, why cannot we actually date?
No, we're being dated at or whatever.
Yeah, it's like, absolutely.
Hey, oh, you thought you were walking to the community center? No.
Yeah, it's not just about giving someone a bouquet one time. It's about putting them in the work and choosing them every day.
Yes, that'd be really cool.
Having dates, yes, please. Mm-hmm. Oh, a date library? Oh, how cute. Looking at all the minerals and stuff.
Mm-hmm. We put in a lot of work.
Yes. Yes.
Also, and like, yeah, we never have a celebration about that.
Not really. I mean, like, we get items, but yeah, there's no like community event. There's also like the community kitchen. The community center is such a missed opportunity. I would love to see.
That's
right.
No, that was a whole bullet point with multiple stars that I wanted
okay,
to talk about.
Tell like, me. Tell me.
Okay. Because we've got, actually, let's go to the community center together.
Let's go. Okay, I'm at the community center. I'm outside.
Okay, cool. I'm dropping off my horse. It's fall. It's so pretty, too.
It's also fall in my game.
Okay, so I've walked in. All right, to our left, we're taking a tour. If you've never been, because you just started playing the community center, this is going to be a spoiler about what it's going to be like in the future. And
yes.
Again, we said at the very beginning that this whole podcast is spoilers. So
the entire thing.
Look, there's a changelog. Okay, you can figure it out. But when we walk in, we go to our left. It's like kind of a little library. I'm trying to interact with it, but nothing's coming up.
Exactly. It's like a little cute reading nook situation. Like there's maybe like a map looking thing.
I would love to be able to interact with stuff the same way that he adds books and things in people's homes. Maybe these are zines or something. Like I would love mm-hmm. to know what's
it's
happening
so
there.
It's so cozy. It just looks mm-hmm. so cozy.
Where else do you want to go now?
Well, I mean, it kind of continues. If we'll go clockwise mm-hmm. up, there's another reading nook, a cozy little couch where potentially a cute date could occur.
Mm-hmm.
Another bookshelf, plants, some cute floor cushions, fireplace. Again, great spot for a date. Mm-hmm. Cup of hot cocoa, anyone? Adorable.
Then there's a fish tank. You can put fishes in there.
I do have a snail, catfish, and a sunfish in there.
But you can also add stuff if you had it on you. So you could add like a legendary fish. And then there's this other like blue sofa and like black sofa thing. That would be great for board games.
Mm-hmm. Game night.
Love that.
And mm-hmm. so I have zero legendary fish. I just feel like I need to say that right now.
Okay, cool. I'm excited for you whenever you get them. And then we have the bulletin board, which again has nothing when you interact with it. So even at the bare minimum, like let's say nothing changes besides that you add things that I can interact with. That would be really fun for me.
For like personals? A little
Yeah. Oh my God.
Right?
Misconnection.
Yes, misconnections. Like I want to see the bullshit that Elliot is cooking up to write on there, you know?
Oh my God. Elliot putting like a new poem of the week. Oh. That'd be amazing. I could also see like potentially Abigail talking about this was my favorite rock this week. That would be really cute.
So cute.
The other thing I would like to see is, you know, we have a bunch of visitors that come through for like different festivals.
Yes.
Imagine someone's like, hey, I saw you at the Squid Fest and I really liked your outfit.
Our eyes met.
I hope I see you again next year or something like that. Or like, I'll be at the next festival because they happen all of the time. Like, I think that'd be really cute. Or they can also be reviews of like, went to Squid Fest, only got one squid, wouldn't recommend.
That's me. That's me. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Or like Pierre's shop. Pass.
Yeah. I miss Jojo Mart.
Whoa. I miss Jojo Mart.
That would be like a letter. And then we've got like this business bank situation. Yeah. Who's using this?
The office. Lewis? And like the just gigantic safe.
What's in the safe? What? I can't open it.
We restored it though. And there it is.
That could be another way to incorporate the community center. Have a new quest or something that involves putting stuff in the safe. Like storing money. Because right now, actually, there's no storage of money. You just either have money or you don't have money. Like you can't put money away. Kind of like in Animal Crossing, you have a savings account to pay off loans. So that could be interesting.
Yeah. I mean, I was even thinking that it is not a safe. It is a door. Speakeasy, anyone?
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That could be cute. And then a completely like just a nothing burger over here in the like boiler room.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why do we not have raves there?
Yeah. I feel like maybe Clint gives a lesson or something. I don't know.
Workshop Wednesdays.
We're not done with the community center. We're gonna come back to it. It's just a continuation. But one major update that I would like to see is just an expanded storyline for Clint and other characters. Move on from Emily.
Yeah. That's
get a true. Grip. Move on. He like has this letter in one of his dressers and that says I'm gonna throw this away, but I just know that I like you, but I'm too shy or whatever. I'm like, I've already read it like multiple times because I was taking screenshots and it's like it just continues to be there. Just throw it away. Or can just I throw it away for him? Can I throw it away?
Well, okay, so
that's not fair. Like I'm handling his stuff without his consent, but can I encourage him to get rid of it? I would love to be able to help him move on.
Yeah. That's fair. So I don't want to belabor the community center too much.
Oh, no, but we're not done. We have to go all the way on the left now. So we've got the art room. There could be so many things here.
So much opportunity there. There's like a spinning wheel.
Yeah. Everyone comes to do crafts on my birthday.
Everyone comes to do crafts on your birthday. Or we like all learn, you know, painting. Yeah. A cooking lesson in the kitchen.
I think Evelyn could teach us about her cookies.
Please. And like cakes and like bread. Like she's...
That'd be so cute. That'd be so cute.
Yes. And like intergenerational community building.
Yeah. Also, I want to have an event for all of their birthdays. They make such a big deal about... Like you give them a present on their birthday, like, oh my God, you remember my birthday? Like, this is amazing. But I don't really see other people interacting with them that it's their birthday. And it'd be great if we could, in the community center, celebrate these characters that we live with and like we all know.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I think that's so there's, I mean, obviously there's several differences between Stardew Valley and Animal Crossing, both incredible games that have my heart.
Oh, yeah.
In Animal Crossing, number one, you decidedly have a birthday. Mm-hmm. Two, you can have a bathroom if you want.
Yes.
Three, people celebrate the character's birthday.
Yeah.
Like with items and decorations. And yeah, I would love to be able to do that for community members. I personally love birthdays. That would make me so happy.
I would love it. I think that would be amazing. And it doesn't mean that it's trying to be something else. It's just an expansion of what already exists. I think that would be incredible. I have also wanted the ability to potentially have a boat.
Like a boat like Willy has?
No, that's a huge...
A ship?
I don't know anything about boats. But yeah, that's a much bigger size. I'm talking about just like a small one that I can take out into the river or some of the lakes and just like row about And maybe there's a different fish that gets caught like that or something. I don't know. There could be just other things that can happen with a boat. And a speedy way to get around town, like the same way that there are the carts that get fixed. Like maybe there's a boat that takes you around.
Right. Okay, that's really interesting, because then that opens up the possibility of other islands encountering things in the open water, potentially accessing other parts of Ginger Island. Love that idea.
Being able to potentially access Zuzu City.
Please, please.
If we could go.
Oh, I would go right now.
Zuzu City.
I would go right now.
Incredible. Just like Ginger Island was not in the original game. Ginger Island is, well, we can fact check it later. It happened a bit after when the game came out, so there could always be an expansion like that.
Right. Well, okay. So that means that really there could be an entire new location. So there could be more map revealed.
Yeah.
Because I don't know about you, but there's still part of my map that I don't think is revealed.
There's still stuff that's cut off. Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah. So revealing more of the map, like more north.
All like northwest is not accessible right now.
Yeah. Yeah. More of that. And then Zuzu City. I want to know where else the bus can go. I want to know where I can take the train. Because yeah, Zuzu City. Sure. Like, sure. That's one stop. But where else?
Exactly. There's a lot. But then, yeah, just even baseline, there's parts of the map that are like between the rivers that you just can't ever see. And there could be so many other things happening.
And of course, as we've mentioned before, I want to build a bridge to the area where the flower dance takes place.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to be able to access that.
I want to hang out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I want to do that. Okay, what about you? What else is on that list?
Well, so the boat and like expanding the map is, I would also like to go ride my tiny boat to be underneath where the sewer stuff is coming out of. And so like you can't access that beach.
No,
like,
that's right.
There's only one beach. So I want to be able to take the boat to access the ocean, but not leaving or going to Ginger Island, just only being able to be close to the shore.
Right.
That would be really cool to just.
Okay.
That could also introduce a brand new like cave system, because it could be like one where there's ocean creatures or something.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm also referencing the map. Yeah. So where we see right now with the beach, that's a very small piece. And so yeah, there's the double waterfalls near the sewer outlet, and like that little peninsula or something that we're seeing over south of the flower dance area. What is that? Get me over there. That entire forested area,
yeah,
like you said, in the northwest, and those additional mountains. And then, yeah, the whole area to the east of the museum and the Jojo Mart turned movie theater eventually. And that crevasse. What is down there? There's like bones and stuff that we can see from walking over the bridge.
So there's a lot. And then where the bookseller comes in, that's a brand new expansion of the map. And so I think he can keep going to the east if
absolutely
that is like easier to, because it doesn't all have to expand at the same time. It could be very overwhelming honestly,
sure,
of like if the game just tripled in size at once. But I would also welcome it. That would be fine. Yeah, there's a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. I am looking at how Ginger Island is rendered on the map right now, and it's so dinky.
It's like two palm trees and a bit of grass.
Some swirls.
It's kind of like the island that you think about when someone is stranded in the middle of the ocean,
absolutely,
but not the one that we actually go to, which that has a volcano and a bunch of other stuff. So
yeah, the volcano is not mentioned.
Not at all.
And I want to know like what else is going on around the desert.
Yeah, we only see a really small portion of it.
Yeah. And we see that the road extends to the north and to the west. What's going on over there, folks? Write in. stardropteapodcast@gmail.com. What's going on over there? What would you like to see on the map?
Every place could truly be expanded. Even Ginger Island, there's like spaces that we have no access to.
Absolutely.
That would be sweet.
I love Ginger Island so much. It's just so beautiful. It makes me so happy. Shirley, what else do you have on that list?
I'm just, every time I like go to a new place, I just keep thinking about, whoa, what's happening?
Because that there's not more of an expanded map representation.
And I think it's probably just because like they don't want to give away more if that's not available to us right now. So who knows? I would also like to have introduced NPCs to friendship that we already interact with a little bit. So like Gunther, I'd like to be able to become Gunther's friend. Because you only interact with Gunther by like giving things to the museum. And then also Marlin and the other guy whose name I'm blanking on.
You're right. That's his name.
What's his name? You're blanking on
Marlin and it's like Jill or something.
Oh, yeah. Marlin and Gil. There we go.
Sorry. My French Canadian is showing.
Yeah. Jill. Yeah. So I would love to be able to be friends with them.
That's right. And I want to be able to do like some matchmaker stuff, yes. You know?
I totally wrote that down too.
Okay.
Who would you match up really quickly?
Obviously, Marlin and Marnie.
Oh, immediately. Of course. Eminem.
Like, yeah.
Easily.
Yeah. He, number one, is obviously already into her. Easy. Okay, so another thing that I want to see, though, is the passage of time being indicated in any kind of way. Because, like, the kids are still kids. And I'm on year 7, and you're on year 12.
Mm-hmm. Here is what I wrote. I feel like maybe people should age? ? Or are we all dead?
Well, yes. I mean, there is that theory that, I can't remember if we discussed that or not, that everyone's dead.
Yeah.
Write in stardropteapodcast@gmail.com. Have we already discussed that?
We haven't.
No?
No, we have not. All right. So that is a theory. Kind of like, spoiler alert, if you have not seen the show by now, the show Lost, which was an incredible show. And it was, for its time, I think it was really cool. Okay, fine. A lot of people might agree that it was incredible. And the ending was that they had all been dead this whole time. Because to your point, like no one ages, but then they're like, oh, you've been here for so and so many years.
Mm-hmm.
We all look the same.
And the children are children.
Yeah. And so a lot of people have talked about the people who have children in the game would like to also see them age. Because remember, the options are that they stay kids or they become dubs. So I think that could work out. I would like to see characters that we interact with in the sense of either you have a roommate like Robus or you get married. Little known fact is that once you get married to these characters, the life that they have and like what they do really drastically changes. They do a lot less. They spend almost all of their time at the house.
I don't like that.
And that does not seem fair at all. I would like for them to have a life and go do stuff. Again, I want them, if they went to go to a workout on Tuesdays, that they should be there. I'd like for them to just continue working because—
Do they not do that?
No. And then—
I don't like that
Krobus,
at all.
Krobus doesn't go back to the sewer.
I don't
and
care.
He Krobus. Doesn't— Okay, well, I care about Krobus. And he can only leave the house when it rains and he's just like standing outside the house or if I invite him to the movies, and I would definitely like for him to go explore. So yeah, that would be a huge one, like letting them have more life.
Yeah, that marriage just bums me out like crazy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That is not good representation.
No, I'm not trying to trap them in there.
No. So. I mean, like, why marry them, right? Why marry them?
For their portrait from the traveling merchant.
Okay, well, again, something that I will never know about because I simply, say it with me now, I'm not getting married.
Yes. What's something else that you'd like to see?
I want better mechanics around reorganizing the layout of my farm and my house layout. The way that you have to do it right now is really awkward. And I remember when I added the cubby, I think, and I had to like move a whole bunch of stuff. It wasn't just like, and it goes in the chest or like, we'll mail it to you or like, I don't know, whatever. Yeah, I had to like move all this stuff. And then also moving the buildings on my farm, I would love to, but gosh, that just seems like too much of a hassle. So I would love to see that mechanic updated. Yeah. What about you?
No, because you always have to go to Robin too to move it as well.
Or the wizard, depending.
Mm-hmm. It would be great too if I could like have something on my farm, but then I guess you don't interact with them as much. So I understand. If I'm writing a list and I'm sending it out and it could potentially be incorporated, another festival.
Such as?
I know. I said that and immediately I was like, to do what?
So we have Desert Festival in the spring, number one.
And we did that whole festivals episode and there were a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. Go back and listen to that if you have not already, folks.
But yeah, we had so many. We have in spring, the Egg Festival, the Desert Festival, and the Flower Dance. The summer, we have the Luau, the Trout Derby, the Dance of the Moonlight Jellies. Fall, we have the Stardew Valley Fair, Spirits Eve. And then winter, we have Festival of Ice, Squidfest, the Night Market, and the Feast of the Winter Star. So we have an opportunity to add another festival, I think, to spring and summer. I think those have three. Actually, all of them have three. And fall only actually only has two as well.
Okay, so let's get another one going in the fall.
Yeah. Like, what's an activity that you think could be? Because we already have the fair and we like present our produce and we also see like a carnival kind of thing.
Yep. Love a fall fair.
Some people were saying like a full carnival could be really cool if they came to town.
Oh, like a circus?
Yeah.
Oh. So
that could be really neat. And then we have, of course, Spirit's Eve. So that's like spooky time.
Yeah. A circus would be cool as not a, because it's different than the carnival. Because the circus is more like performing acts, which is already established as sort of a convention in Night Market with the mermaid show. Mm-hmm. And also everything about the movie theater. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, circus could be cool.
You can, like, perform tricks for gold, like, kind of like an affair where, you know, you're, like, popping balloons or I guess it's, like, not perform tricks, like, it's a play game. But maybe you also get into the circus and you have to try to perform.
Like a talent show. So we could do a talent show and the talent show could take place at the community center.
Yeah.
I'm curious also like maybe like a cooking contest.
Oh, that'd be great and really cozy for fall too.
Very cozy. Yeah. Cooking contest would be great or like a berry picking because right now in my game, I'm in the very Washington State stage of everything is blackberries.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm wondering if there could be like a blackberry festival or something or some like berry picking because there's like the egg hunt kind of game mechanic. Mm-hmm. What if there's a pick as many berries as you can? And again, I feel like Evelyn could really shine here. Teach us about pies, please, please. Queen of Sauce, what's she up to? Can she come to town?
Oh, and do a lesson? Yeah.
At the community center?
Mm-hmm. I would love that.
Like a food festival.
Yeah, a food festival would be incredible. And it's not about the raw ingredients like in the Stardew Valley Fair where you can just provide like here I made mayonnaise or this is a quality pumpkin. But it's about what you have crafted. And maybe then there's like different levels of the food. And that's like another way to continue to expand the game where you have to like make a tincture or something and you can... You can create your own buffs.
Ooh.
Depending on like what tinctures of fern and like moss kind of thing. So you can use like green rain stuff. Like maybe there starts to be slime. Kind of like how there's the river jelly and the ocean jelly. Oh, the jellies.
Okay, yes.
What about a green rain jelly that gets incorporated into stuff and like things change and there's like radioactiveness also.
Okay, so you've lost me.
Sorry.
But I'm not going to lie, you had me in the first half.
But imagine creating your own buffs.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Because, I mean, this brings it back really nicely to what we were talking about earlier with like tool and weapon modification.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Food festival.
Food festival. I think
because that kind of extrapolates on the like harvest. It's like, yes, we've gathered the produce. Mm-hmm. And now let's literally cook.
And we kind of already get a taste for that in the desert festival when we interact with the guy that makes the smoothie or the person that makes the smoothie for us. And we end up creating our own like buffed food, but we don't really know what we're making. So it already stands to reason that they can create new ways of having buffs depending on just little tinctures. And I think that's great because we have like garlic infused oil and like other stuff we can make with what we have using the barrels and the other stuff that we have in the farm. So that would be a magical way to expand our practice. Also, what if we actually start learning from the wizard?
Like magic?
Yes. If the wizard was talking about us being the apprentice potentially, what if we have an apprenticeship?
Would love that. Would love that. And that fits into Halloween really well.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
And that's a year-round thing, too.
I'm still back on the food festival because you brought up the chef from the desert festival.
Yeah.
And the way that – because there's certain, like, elements that it's, like, conversational that you go through these different moments with them where you select different things and then they cook something for you. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of already a somewhat established, like, little bit of a mechanic there. So that's fun. We find out whoever they are this intriguing character. We get the Queen of Sauce in there. Maybe they're, like, who knows? Iron Chef, I don't know. Stardew Valley Edition.
It could be. Have you? I love
that. Fela Cuisine. What? Sorry, yes.
I love that. Have you ever played, like, any Zelda games? I have never until recently, and I have played The Legend of Zelda Echoes of Wisdom. So, really cute game. And they create their own buffs based on different things that they have. And then they have to, like, go to a little, like, juice stand to create these buffs. Cute. So, what if there's also, like, a juice bar or something in a new shop in town?
In the summertime. Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, think of it, because there's the island bar.
A tea shop.
Wait, didn't we talk about this? That there could be, like, a coffee shop in the library?
Yes. And so, like, let's expand upon that. Yeah, I want that. I want to be able to create my own little buffs and, like, go get a juice based on
Or specialty coffee.
What apple I've got my apples and bananas or whatever. Like,
yeah, let's consider the latte.
Everyone's going to get matcha, I'm sure. So
that's fine. Matcha is delicious.
Oh, I know. I'm just saying, like, if that's an option, like, everyone's going to get that. So, yeah.
Good. A strawberry matcha. Don't threaten me with a good time.
Oh, and I love the seasonality of that. Mm-hmm. Dear Eric. Can we get a juice shop / tea shop / coffee shop? Like, kind of just like a beverage center.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I have so much wine. I can't invite people to my cellar and, like, we have a wine tasting. And that would be...
That could be at the community center.
It could be at the community center.
In the main room?
It's not like I'd be introducing alcohol to the game. Like, we literally have, like, it's anyone who plays, like, can buy beer. What? Why can't I do something with my wine?
Yeah, I love that. And that fit... I mean, bringing it back, it would fit well with the food festival.
Mm-hmm. I can also employ someone and they could become a sommelier. And they can go to Zuzu City, get certified, and come back. Or maybe it's me, and that's a side quest. And we have a sommelier in town.
Beautiful. I don't know. There's so many opportunities. There's so much that could happen.
So my last one that I have here is, I have talked about this, but what else would you like to see? Because we're doing great back and forth. I want to make sure I don't skip you.
Oh my gosh. I mean, I was so caught up in everything that we were just talking about that I don't even remember if it was me or if it was you. So I don't know.
Well, back to you, Chef.
Back to me. No pressure. Oh my gosh. I mean, I know that we have so many characters in the game. I want more characters. I want more people moving into town. I continue to have an unoccupied cabin on my land. There's still plenty of room in town that's only occupied by the carnival. So there's that lot that is north of Jody and Kent's house and, like, Emily and Haley. Somebody could live there, certainly. And then there's quite a bit of land by the community center. There's so much space. So new folks could arrive in town. I would love to see that.
And it could be incorporated in so many ways. Like, they can be net new. We have not interacted with this character at all. They can also be people who come visit and we interact with if we talk to at the festivals. And then maybe you've talked to them, like, after 2 years and they come by because you have upped your friendship. If we've upped our friendship with the travelers too, in the same way that it could be possible to do that.
Yeah. And, like,
with characters we don't really do a lot with. So, yeah.
Exactly. And, like, where does Sandy live?
Mm-hmm. Oasis, but that's, like, not really clear. Yeah, she could live in town. And then we could talk to her more often.
Yeah, and then her and Emily could spend more time together, and that's beautiful.
That'd be awesome.
Incredible. Okay, folks, what do you want to see in 1.7? Please, I'm so serious. Write in. StardropTPodcast@gmail.com.
Incredibly serious. Yes.
Yeah.
My last one that I have written here, because we've talked about everything, I only wrote one page, is that I would like to have an election.
Okay.
And that's another great use of the community center.
That's true.
I think it's important that we have a town hall meeting and we discuss how we're feeling about Mayor Lewis, his involvement in potentially certain crime or embezzlement with other players in town, and potentially someone else gets elected.
Okay, interesting.
It doesn't have to be the farmer. We could also elect, like, Gus.
Oh, please. I don't even know what year it is in that, but I'm like, Gus, whatever year. Nothing but respect for my mayor.
And that would be incredible for a later game update. Yeah. Because we don't immediately have to have an election. I think it really helps to interact with the mayor that way for a long time, because you get a lot of lore and, like, different things happen. But I feel like after maybe after you reach perfection, because not a lot changes after you reach perfection, like except for maybe if there's like small updates that I'm like playing through. But maybe after that, then you are able to also unlock the ability to have elections. And there's like a quest that unlocks that, yada, yada. So that'd be really cool.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's about time that we got some fresh leadership around here. I would not. Folks, would you want to be the mayor? I don't have time for that. Personally, I had to lock in just to properly do farming this year. But I don't know. Shirley, you would obviously make a great mayor.
I think I would like to be, I think it'd be cool to be able to have the chance to be a mayor. But I also think that for the game's expansion of storyline, I think it would be really cool for one of the NPCs to just have a lot of new dialogue that is about them being the mayor. And especially depending on who we choose, also different things happen in the farm too. So like for me, Gus is someone who really cares about the community and like is quite benevolent. But like what happens if you give someone power that is still working on stuff for themselves, you
Certainly.
Know? And it'd be interesting to see how that changes stuff. Because Pierre being mayor, I think could turn into Jojo Mart real quickly.
Interesting.
Like, he has a way about it. And also, what happens if potentially the Morris comes back into town and also like runs? That's a brand new, like reintroducing Jojo Mart. Because while it's cool that we like do it, it goes away. And I feel like there's no one again, that there has to be someone, but there's not really anywhere else to also get seeds besides when there's some traveling cart situations or the night market. But outside of that, like, Pierre is really the one. And I think it'd be great if there were other vendors.
Fair. Yeah. Yeah. Diversify. Well, and I mean, to close out, obviously more crops. More crops, different crops, yes. Different farming mechanisms. Like, what else? Like, different animals. Why not?
A net. No, now it's two Animal Crossing. But I was like, a net? Like,
bugs? For bugs?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why not? Why not? Mm-hmm. Why not?
Maybe a tincture device. Or maybe an expansion of the oil. Like, I actually haven't tried. Can you make oil from, like, other vegetables?
No, it's just garlic. It's just to make the low-level monsters stay away from you.
But it'd be cool, like, outside of the truffle and, like, the sunflower seed to be able to make oil from grapes.
Grape?
Make an olive oil.
Delicious.
No, just, what am I talking about?
Well, grapes, hold on.
Olives. I don't know my vegetables or my fruit.
Hold on. Who am I? Olive trees. That's what we need. We need olive trees up in this joint. Absolutely.
Learning about the history of olive trees is incredible. So,
yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are an absolutely incredible plant. Yeah. Very important to the ecology of a lot of really important places.
Specifically Palestine. So, I think absolutely. That would be incredible to have on the game. And I am just excited because no matter what, I know it's going to be an incredible update.
Yes, I can't wait. I can't wait.
But if everything I just mentioned would also be just so that I'd be really happy.
So. For sure. Yeah. Absolutely. And I mean, I am choosing to cross my fingers for the 10th anniversary projected release date. Hopefully, February 26th. We will cast. I mean, I will cast a chart for that because I'm just so curious now. Folks, write in stardroptpodcast@gmail.com. What do you hope to see in 1.7? Let us know. Thank you for listening.
Follow to get all of our upcoming episodes as soon as they land and rate this episode 5 stardrops.
Our cover art is by Brianne Burnell and our theme music is by Eggward.
Make sure to take good care of yourself and your community, and we'll see you soon. Bye.
Bye.